And now we speak with a priest about how he's handling the crisis at the parish level. I spoke earlier with Father Peter Grover of the St. Clement Church in Boston. I asked him about how his congregation reacted to the wave of sexual abuse revelations.
Actually, my church, and I can't say this for all the churches because I don't know, but our attendance keeps going up. And I think people's faith sometimes in know what they believing in God, and they come to appreciate that even more. Yeah, it's devastating in the sense that, you know, we got to pray more and be closer to God. I think that's the sense that I have in my own congregation. And something my mother always told me, says, you know, no matter what anyone does to you, no matter how bad they are to you, you never lose your good stuff. In other words, you don't have an excuse to not be more generous or to be kind to others. And that's kind of the sense that I feel with the people that come to my church.
But have you had to, in a sense, try to repair the wounds amongst your parishioners for this larger scandal that you personally didn't play a part in, but that you, as a representative of the church, bear some responsibility for?
The way they come to church is they still have a strong faith in God, and even in the dark times, that's when you need God even more. So I think that's what a lot of people are responding to.
Would you say your parishioners are angry or disillusioned?
Well, I would say both, yeah. First of all, shock, and then anger, but an anger which is oriented toward doing something, you know, about it, not just walking away from the problem and saying, I don't want anything to do with the church. I think everything's wrong. But something that we got to turn this thing around.
What would you say to people who feel disillusioned with the church and feel that it's lost its credibility? Maybe they're not people in your parish, but what would you say to people in general that would attempt to make them feel better about the church and restore its credibility?
Well, good they feel the way they do, because I think that's an appropriate and positive feeling that, you know, you're not just, that this is something very, very serious and you're responding to it. But how do we respond to it? Anger is something that tells us, well, there's something, we have to do something about it. And so that's the question that we'd explore is, what do we do about this, you know, in our prayer life, to lose the good things that they continue doing.
With the previous administration in Boston,
yeah.
They played hardball with the victims, and they fought the lawsuits, and they fought any of this becoming public. And, you know, as we heard in the last interview, there was a cover-up. How was it for you, as a representative of the church during those turbulent times in Boston, to stand before your parishioners every Sunday? And was it difficult for you?
At certain points it was, yeah. I said, what am I going to say? You know, after, you know, some news would come on, and then I would say, oh, gee, what do you say about that? But a lot of times what I told them is truth can never hurt us. I always thought that the news coming out was maybe it was a blessing from God that it came out to get this thing stopped.
Father Peter Grover is a Catholic priest in the Boston Archdiocese. He's based at St. Clement Church in Boston. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.